I'm Jillian Johnsrud, wife, mom of six, writer, speaker, and coach. Over the last 20 years, I've sought out the ideas, stories, and tools that helped me to become financially independent, to find work that I'm passionate about, and live with more intention. I know these will empower you on your journey. Welcome to Everyday Courage.
Maybe it's because I'm from Montana, but I have so many gardening analogies. My mind apparently thinks in gardening terms. But one of them, the more I've practiced and the more I've adopted, has proven to be so extremely useful. I call 1,000 seeds. And it's basically just this one phrase. I have an hour, maybe I can help. And this has radically reshaped my professional trajectory. So in this season, one of the things we're talking about are making sure we measure the metrics that carry us forward, that we get to keep with us. And if you listen to the episode, the two that we focus on are growth and relationships. And this 1,000 seed idea helps with both. It will help deepen your relationships, it'll help expand your networks, and it's going to help you grow in a lot of different ways. Here's what this looks like kind of practically. It's being open in conversations to when people have challenges, when they are struggling with something, and just being like, I have an hour, maybe I can help. You're not claiming to be the most experty expert. You're not saying that, like, I have all the answers, but you're saying, I'll show up and maybe I can help. I don't know if I can help. And it allows you to get outside of your comfort zone. It allows you to push past your expertise and to try things. This is super helpful in developing that network and those relationships. Like we've talked about in this season, one of the most important things is taking the time to build those networks before you need them. And it takes a lot of touch points. And this is one of the most helpful touch points because it plays on a lot of the 5 love languages. It might be quality time and acts of service and words of affirmation. I found one of the most high leverage ways to really build a relationship is to help someone with the thing that they care about the most, with the problem that is stressing them out the most, or just moving a project forward that matters to them. So it definitely helps build your relationships, which is one of the 2 metrics that we want to measure. The other metric is growth. This is super helpful because I'll put it out in kind of I'll cast a wide net to people. And the first thing you learn is what people think that you can help them with. Sometimes we have this assumption of what people think we can help with. But I have found over and over when I put this out to a larger group of people in a very generic way, like, if you need anything, I'm happy to help. I have an hour, maybe I can help. The kinds of requests I get really show me people's perception of how I could help them. It's also really helpful because it allows you to test and scale and see, what do you enjoy helping people with? Sometimes we get stuck in the kind of go big or go home because we're not sure if that's the right direction. This is a perfect test to figure out, is this the right direction for you? You know, by the end of an hour, you'll be like, I loved that. That was amazing. That gave me energy. It lit me up. I just want to do more of this in my life. Or you can be like, wow, that is not the problem that I should be solving in the world. At the end of coaching calls or when I'm helping people, I always finish by, what was the most helpful thing about this conversation or this call? And I do it for a number of different reasons, but one of them is sometimes we have a mixed perception of what we think was helpful and what people received as helpful. And you can hone in on what's working for them, what's resonating for them, how is your message like connecting? What part of your expertise do they really value? We think, oh, they'll totally appreciate my ideas on this thing. And sometimes it's totally different. And we don't know that until we put ourselves in those situations. And the last thing that I love, especially with this, I have an hour, maybe I can help, is that I step outside of my comfort zone. I step outside of my area of expertise and I help people in spaces that I'm not familiar with. It gives me permission to learn about new industries or new problems or new challenges and to adapt my knowledge and the skill set I do have to these unique situations, which I might never work in that space again. It might not be my trajectory, but it does give me more creative insight. So for example, I have a friend who is a local musician and an artist, and she was releasing an album. I know a little bit about digital marketing and social media and how to create offers that, you know, connect and resonate with people. I know nothing about the music industry. Nothing. Nothing about it. Other than having a boyfriend who was in a band in high school, like that is the end of my knowledge. But we were able to sit down and brainstorm all of these ideas. And while I'm never going to be like a music promoter, it helped me think really creatively about this and see all the similarities between local musicians trying to put things out and content creators and podcasters. It helps you learn about new industries and new spaces that maybe you would be interested in, or maybe it just makes you better at what you currently do. This is something that over the last few years, I've let it mix with my DNA because I believe in it, because I care about it so much, because I see the benefit. It's just kind of becomes who I am. A lot of people ask, well, how do I get started? Like, how do I even, like, where do I put that out into the world? But I've just gotten in the habit of whenever I hear a challenge that someone's expressing, being like, well, I have an hour, maybe I can help. Or whenever I'm talking with someone, I'll ask them, like, what are you excited about this year? What projects are you working on? What's next for you? Whatever they present, I say, I have an hour. If maybe I can help. If there's any way I can help with that, I'm happy to. And the more you put it out there, the more you become known for that. But it also just becomes part of your vocabulary, just your way of existing and moving through the world to where it's really natural. I think it's such an important habit because it's such a low cost. It's such a low cost, but there's an enormous multifaceted return on investment for this. So thinking about a 1,000 seed analogy, the goal is to do this 1,000 times. If you do this once a week, it's going to take you about 20 years. If you do this once a day, you know, in kind of a 5-day a week, it's going to happen in less than 4 years.
I'm going to take a quick break and talk about Camp Progress, where personal growth is made fun. Camp Progress is kind of like summer camp. We learn new skills and new perspectives while having fun with like-minded people. It's also affordable and convenient, like community college. They're live online classes with me as your teacher. And it's all on personal growth topics. First up, we have one on boundaries. We have a class on life design and setting goals and habits. And we have a class on how to master your money, 9 steps to be confident with your personal finances. All of these classes are designed to help you make progress in your money, your work, your goals, and your relationships. Head to jillianjohnsrud.com/events, and you can use the coupon code EC10 for an extra 10% off. EC as in everyday courage, 10. I hope to see you guys in the class.
So back to my gardening analogy, like how does this fit into gardening? The 1,000 seeds is the idea that a seed is a small and discrete amount. I'm not saying to people, I will partner with you on this project. I will mentor you through this whole process. I'm saying I have an hour. I have a specific small amount of time. If you've ever gardened, you know, you plant a lot more seeds than you need. And you plant them early, way before you need to harvest whatever grows from that. So you might plant 1,000 seeds, knowing, planning, hoping that they don't all come to fruition. And I think about carrot seeds, because carrot seeds are so tiny, and you have to plant so many of them. And then as they grow and as they develop and progress, you thin them out as you go. If you plant 1,000 carrot seeds, you do not want 1,000 carrots to grow up. Because they will all grow together and it'll be a huge jumble carrot ball, just a disastrous mess of carrot. So with 1,000 seeds, you don't go in with this expectation like, I'm going to help this one person do this one thing, and then it has to grow into something bigger. It has to develop and mature, and I'm counting on this to be my harvest. No, you don't want it to. You can just show up very authentically, put 1,000 seeds out there, and in our gardening mix, the reality is maybe 10 of them will develop and lead you down a path and end up being fruitful and produce that richness and that outcome that you want. But there's no stress or pressure or obligation. Like, you can just show up open-handedly and very generously and help a lot of people, because like, you do not want 1,000 carrots to be a jumbled carrot mess. Like, it will overwhelm your life. This is something I recommend when people are thinking about career transitions, especially if it's like entrepreneurship or anything around ideas, coaching, consulting, teaching, showing up a lot more and saying, I have an hour, maybe I can help. Because what holds us back is like, well, I'm not the most experty expert. But there is something that you can help people with. There is something that you might have a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more experience, and you can show up and you can see, what do they think I can help them with? What ends up being helpful? What do I like? In testing and scaling, you're going to figure this out so much faster by just showing up and offering to help people for an hour than like sitting at home and stressing about like, I don't know if I should make this career change. I don't know if this is the right direction. I don't know if I should, what if I'm not good enough? Just say, I have an hour. Maybe I can help. Like, no pressure on you, no pressure on them. And I think this applies to a lot of testing and scale for career transitions. If you want to become a teacher, if you want to have a small business, just showing up in that community of people that you're going to want in your network and you're going to want to learn these things like relationships and growth. Just be like, I have an hour. Maybe I can help. This is also super useful in communities that you know you're going to need a lot of relationships in. This is true for writers or entrepreneurs or nonprofits or community leaders. Anything that the strength of your relationships and the strength of your network matter a lot, continuing to just show up and say, I have an hour, maybe I can help. It's going to build those relationships. It's going to build those connections in not only an authentic way, but in a really deep, meaningful way. So for me, I tend to be super generous with people in my space that are going in the same direction that I am. You know, other podcasters or content creators or entrepreneurs or creatives, to say, I have an hour, maybe I can help. And if you're like, I don't have an hour, say, I have half an hour, maybe I can help. Send me an email, maybe I can help. But putting that out into the world in some way in the spaces that really matter to you, that you're going to need or want that support. I think networking in general can be really stressful for people. This is like the easiest, least stressful way to make those connections. So I encourage you, start small, start with in the conversations you're already having. As you get to meet people, just be open to hearing it and just practice. I have an hour. Maybe I can help. I think this is a great example of the fact you don't have to be perfect to make progress. You don't have to be the most experty expert. You just have to be a little bit more courageous every day and put yourself out there, because adventure awaits.
If these ideas are what you needed today, hit subscribe. But if you want to go further, go to choosefi.com/courage. We've created free resources to walk you through this journey, to take these ideas and to transform them into action and results in your life. Invite a friend, your sister, a partner to join you on this adventure. Get your free resources at choosefi.com/courage. Let's do this together. Let's get started.